Good morning, everyone. We start singing a little bit. Looks like waiting on Jamie for a moment, so we'll do another verse and then get her in here. Sounds good?
The wrath of God poured out for sin on Jesus crucified. Consider him our hiding place, our shelter is a lie. Because he lived and died for us, when the sun comes up, satisfied.
First song, and then I have a few announcements after the first song, and then we'll have prayer after that. So. Hallelujah.
Please join us. We're going to sing Hallelujah.
Steady and unchanged.
guys can have a seat. Okay, I had a couple people who wanted to make an announcement.
Good morning. So I wanted to provide an update from the Pastoral Search Committee. We want to get in front of you as often as we can so that you guys know where we're at, what we're doing, how you can help. So with that being said, I might have slides. And bless Brock. I sent these this morning thinking he could just whip them up there. He did, despite me not doing it sooner. So yeah, you can go ahead to the next slide. So these are the steps that we've completed to date. So the interim has been selected, and that was really a deacon thing, not a search committee thing. So just kind of FYI, but that's, we have this whole binder. It's like 360-some pages, I think. And so one of the processes is that you need to select your interim pastor. So we've done that. Another thing is to select the search committee. So that has been done as well. Hopefully, does everybody know who your search committee is? If not, we would have them stand. Great. Okay, and then another thing, you guys did pray over the search committee a few Sundays ago. Continue in prayer for us. We need that. We're going to have something on the next slide with that as well. So that's kind of what we've done so far. And, I'm sorry, this is so small. So the next step will be, we are going to meet next Sunday after church. We met last Sunday after church. We're meeting next Sunday. And that's going to be to start work on the survey. The search committee has an assignment. There are sample surveys in our binder, so they have an assignment to look over those surveys to figure out which one we want to present to you. We will try to make it electronic as well as paper, but we need your input. Like, what kind of a pastor do you want? What characteristics are you looking for? And there'll be other questions on there, maybe even related to the worship. So just be seeing that coming. And so then once we have that out, you have a couple weeks to respond. Then we will use that as an input into the job description as well. And we will share the results back with the church as well. And I can't even. Okay, the next box is create and share a prayer plan. So this is on Jamie's list to do as kind of like our prayer leader, to come up with a plan for the church. And this will probably be a short-term plan initially, but then be longer. But we need your prayer over this whole process. The search committee, our pastor-to-be, the church family. So prayer is going to be an integral part of this. So we talked about the job description and compensation package. So that will be something that kind of Jim Sparks helps with. We'll have Dean from a financial perspective working on a compensation package. And once we have all that information, then we actually put it on a Church of God website so that we can start accepting resumes. And I will tell you, we probably won't even start accepting resumes probably until May sometime. Okay, so just it's going to be a process. The other thing to share is that be prepared. This could take us a year. It's not like in 6 months we're going to have somebody. So just, I mean, unless God moves in miraculous ways, which we know he can, but just be prepared for the long haul here. And then after we start getting resumes, then we'll start reviewing those resumes, and then we'll start interviewing the different pastors. So just kind of that's where we're at. And a couple other things. So Bonnie, graciously, so Pastor Jim shared a message a few weeks ago, and Bonnie goes, I feel convicted that I need to, like, do something. And that something was to make sure the search committee has meals when they meet. So please see Bonnie if you're interested. There are six of us. And so we need a meal for next Sunday after church, so see Bonnie if you're interested in kind of saying, hey, I will make sure that the search committee has a meal. We don't have a regular schedule right now. We're meeting as needed. We're not going to meet just to meet. Okay. And I think a couple other things. There were some books that were recommended that search committees read, and so Pastor Jim was going to help us get some of those books. Okay, awesome. And then we are going to actually devote one meeting a quarter just to prayer as a search committee. Not, we won't be talking other stuff, but just to prayer because we have to be this process in prayer. So I think that's it. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. So you don't need to come up. And hey. And I want to remind you that in two Sundays, we're having a beautiful Seder dinner together. And I want you to get that on your radar and on your calendar early because I will need a head count probably the week before so that I know how to plan because what we're going to do is set up tables. We'll have the service in the round ready for that dinner, and I'm going to set a place for you. just as the Lord is setting a place for us at the Marriage Supper of the Lamb. So just get that on your calendar and then be planning to RSVP for that headcount. I think that's everything. If you have not paid for your money for the leadership conference, don't forget to do that. I think that was all. Okay, let's go ahead. Yes.
Was it last year we did the Seder dinner?
Yes, it was last year.
It was awesome. So if you're on the fence about it, it was really, really cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes, all of that. It's really cool. Okay.
Okay. If you'll please stand with us, we'll sing another couple songs. We'll start with Better Is One Day. I think Jamie wants to pray before we sing.
No, I forgot to have Gary come up here.
Oh.
I'm so... go ahead and have a seat. I'm sorry, Gary. I knew I was forgetting something big.
Good morning, everybody. It's so good here to be in the house of the Lord with all his people. It's a wonderful time. I would like to take prayer requests now. Jenny? Respect their privacy. Yes.
And so now they do want us all to be trained, and I'm going to say it's bad.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Jan, for sharing. Anybody else? Bonnie? Remember, oh sure, that was a very special time in our lives. Very, very tough. Anyone else? That was your friend's Scott, and your friend's what is he?
A friend of
Caden. Okay, friend of Caden's, but who is he to the lady?
It's the
father. Father, okay. That's what I was missing. others? Okay, shall we go to prayer? Heavenly Father, we just come to you this morning, Lord, declaring our dependency upon you in all things. We have especially heavy load this morning, Lord, as we were praying earlier, not knowing quite all what we were praying for. Now we know, Lord, the name and the person that we are lifting up to you in prayer. We know of your power of healing, Lord. We've experienced it. We've seen it. Please lay on our hearts to do the things necessary for you to hear us. We know it is by your grace, by the grace of Jesus Christ, that you do heal and that you do hear us. We invoke that privilege that you've given us. We just pray that as we remember back to Xavier, who was not a very good prognosis on anything, Lord, and you hear us and you helped him to heal. We ask for that same healing power for this young lady, such a young person to have to go through such a terrible thing. We know that you love us. We know that you care about us. And we want to be your people. So I pray that we would fast and lift the little girl up to you, Lord, and say that we trust you and we love you. Pray for Barb's friend who has her husband has gone in Scott. We pray that you would look into his heart, look into the situation, Lord, and do the things to for your will to be done, Lord. We ask for you that in all things that we do. We know your will. And we ask that you would have it most of all. We thank you for all the things that you do in our lives. And seen and unseen. So many times you intervene for us, Lord, and we don't even know it. We give you thanks for all those things. We know that you love us, and we know that we have a love for you. We ask all these things in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
All right, now we can stand up and we're going to sing. Oh, we'll sing Better Is One Day. We'll continue singing Blessed Be Your Name.
Sister-in-law flew me down to Florida for 4 days of journaling, crying, taking a walk on the beach, praying. It was incredible. I've never done anything like that. And the thing that kept coming to me more than any other message, although there were many messages to my heart, was the extravagance of God. I didn't make those plans. They just came like 10 days ago. I was not expecting it. And when you're super busy like I am, and then you're taken out of that and plopped down in a completely different environment with a different pace and a different schedule and no demands on you at all, change, it's very disruptive. And so anyway, I was just bowled over by the, just God was pouring on me time, beauty. Even the beach house was beautiful, and my sister-in-law's cooking. And so I'm going to sing you a song called The Goodness of God that I sang all week from my balcony to the wind and the waves and even the stars when it was late. And I'm just going to remind you of the goodness of God. My mouth is filled with your praise and with your glory all day long. Do not cast me off in the time of old age. Do not forsake me when my strength fails. For my enemies have spoken against me, and those who watch for my life have consulted together, saying, God has forsaken him. Pursue and seize him, for there is no one to deliver. O God, do not be far from me. O my God, hasten to my help. Let those who are adversaries of my soul be ashamed and consumed. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor who seek to injure me. But as for me, I will hope continually and will praise you yet more and more. My mouth shall tell of your righteousness and of your salvation all day long. For I do not know the sum of them. I will come with the mighty deeds of the Lord God. I will make mention of your righteousness, yours alone. O God, you have taught me from my youth, and I still declare your wondrous deeds. And even when I am old and gray, O God, do not forsake me until I declare your strength to this generation, your power to all who are to come. For your righteousness, O God, reaches to the heavens. You who have done great things, O God, who is like you? You who have shown me many troubles and distresses will revive me again.
Been held in your hands from the moment that I wake up until I lay my head. Oh, I will see of the goodness of God.
Faithful.
And all my life you have
There we go. All right, we're going to sing one more song, and it's those exact words that he just said. So if you will stand and sing with us.
I'll show you how it goes. It's just four lines. But that's okay, because the Lord is here with us, and we are one in spirit, even when we mess up a song really bad. So be blessed. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you this week. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and grant you peace.